Welcome back to Conscious Success, the podcast where we teach you how to master your mind, expand your wealth, and enhance your health. I'm your host, Madhu, and today we're exploring what are the behaviors that anyone could commit to doing that will guarantee them being successful in achieving their goals. And similarly, what are the value systems we can use to prioritize those goals to make sure we're working on the right thing at the right time. As always, if you enjoy these topics we explore and you want worksheets that go along with it and a like-minded community to serve and support you with exploring these topics, then join our Conscious Success community, which is completely free and all the resources within it as well in our show notes below. Let's jump in. Now we're exploring steps 2 and steps 3 of the 5-step monk mindset method, which is specifically around our value system. In other words, what's important to us? How do we then prioritize our goals and our claims? If you are not familiar with the term claim, go and watch the episode before we break down your desires into claims as a destination form of the type of thing that you want to achieve in your life. If that doesn't make sense, go check it out. The next step from there, once we know what we're going to do, is we want to prioritize those. So step 2 is really getting into the value system. Out of all these things that I want in my life, do they all have the same weight? Probably not. And what can we use to help understand which ones have more weight, which ones have more significance, and which ones are more urgent? And then from there, step 3 is really these behaviors, which there are behaviors, as we'll talk about, that everyone can adapt in their life, which will bring more happiness, more stability, more mental clarity, etc. But specifically in relation to the goals that you have, what can you start to do to break down the things, the habits that are going to allow you to actually achieve that in a way that's, again, realistic and not just shooting for the stars, hoping you at least make it out of the park? When it comes to our value system or your philosophy of life, it's an interesting concept because just like psychology, where everyone has a psychology, whether you study psychology or not, whether you know what your psychology is, you have one. Similarly, you have a philosophy, and whether you study philosophy or not, doesn't matter, you have one. What we really want to explore with this is, what do you believe to be important in your life? What are those values that you consider worth following, worth living a life around? And then in turn, we can start to look at those values, see which ones we want to hold on to, which ones we want to get rid of, and also which ones we want to learn. What are the new values we want to start to bring into our life? Once we've done that, then we can then look at our claims and say, okay, you know, okay, I want these things, but really these one or two stronger desires are so much more significant in my life, so much more essential for me living the type of life I want. And then we focus on those first and foremost, and then we can prioritize the other less important or less significant behaviors under those. The main way to start to get in touch with your value system. Now, if you're already very familiar and you feel very confident with the philosophy that you follow in life, fantastic. I still encourage you to ask yourself the following questions, which will help you understand your mind and your value system in a way that's maybe less dogmatic and less white and black. So the first step is really going through and writing down the things that are most important in our life. Literally just make a long list of what are the things that I consider significant, valuable, important, essential. This is everything from the necessities to the non-necessities, the things that are still important in your life, even if they're not essential or if they're not absolutely a necessity to stay alive, a basic need. Once you have a list written out where you're like, okay, these are all the things I can think of that really are substantial, are important to me, and be specific here. Don't just go family. Like, what does that even mean? Who do you qualify as family? Is it just your blood family? Do you consider friends? Like, get into specifics. Ideally, you can even write out all their names, like all the people who are important, as well as the material things in your life that's important, everything from relationships to matter to the career that you're in or whatever the case might be. Everyone has a very different set of values, and write those down. And once you have a long list of those, without judgment, we're going to go back through and we're going to say, which are the ones that actually I want to have and which are the ones that don't serve me in any way, shape, or form? Because it's possible there's some things that you think are important. Maybe it's your eyeliner. Maybe it's your particular type of shoe. I mean, we can make a list of things that you might consider important, and maybe those things are, but maybe they're not too. And in this way, start to make a list of which ones you want to keep as a value, and then which are the ones that you want to reject. Once you have your set of values and you have your primary claims, go ahead and prioritize them. Make sure that you're focusing on the ones that are actually going to be of the most importance in your life. Once you have that step down to your values, which is essential if you don't have a value or if you don't know what your values are really, then you're like a boat trying to dock on a moving lighthouse. You know, something will come up and you go, well, yeah, sure, maybe. Another opportunity, yeah, sure, maybe. Whereas if you have a set of values, you know what those values are, you go, you know what? That actually doesn't align with me. That's not an integrity. Sometimes people say integrity is everything. Yes and no, it's something, but you have to be in integrity with a good set of values for it to mean anything. An example might be the Taliban values, say, killing others to achieve personal success or afterlife of success, whatever the case might be. Therefore, they're in integrity when they go and, say, bomb others. Now, does that mean integrity is everything? No, it means integrity is only important if you're being integral to a quote-unquote good set of values. We're not so much here going to get into axiology or the study of values, that which is important, beautiful, that which is moral, good, right, wrong. More or less, we want to understand your current set of values. Later, we'll explore different, let's say, philosophies that will hopefully offer you alternative ideas to keep improving your desires and in turn improving your values and what you hold to be important in your life. But for now, let's just start with what you already do know, what you already do value. And once you have that step clear and your claims prioritized, the things that are actually important to you in order, then we can go to this third step, which is the behaviors. Now, this is a very big topic that we're going to explore quite extensively. But today, I'd like to offer you a framework that you can use to, again, understand, like, what can I do that will provide me some results, some movement, some progress in this particular area of my life. There's amazing books out there that talk about the habits of successful people and various types of approaches to that. But what I really want to consider here, other than a few essentials that I'll offer you, is what are the things that you know that you could commit to doing today, tomorrow, every day, regularly, that will provide progress towards these particular goals? If you've ever considered having a podcast, especially if you're expert at what you do, I cannot suggest more highly using Podigy's service, which is what we use. If you like this production here, I highly suggest you reach out to Podigy through their contact in the show notes below to run and host your podcast. I went through a bunch of different teams, tried a bunch of different things. No one came close to what I got post-production from Podigy. And even just making a launch easy, taking your content, sharing it, making it presentable, please check out Podigy. If you're great at what you do and you've ever considered having a podcast, I really am excited for you to try them out as well. So let's just go through a specific example. Let's say that your desire is, I want consistent energy throughout the day. We're going general here, bringing a little vanilla intentionally. You can obviously go much more specific into your claim. So let's say that's desire, we turn that into a claim, which is, I have consistent energy throughout the day. And again, we only turn it into the claim to help us really understand if we are actually aiming towards something we want. Because sometimes we might have a desire and then we talk about the end result and we realize, wait, that's not really what I want. An example might be, people say, I want to work out. They don't want to work out. You don't want to work out. You want to feel better. And fill in the blank. You want to feel different. You want to look different. You want to, whatever the case might be. You actually don't want to work out. You want something beyond that. The working out part is the behavior, which is what we're going to be exploring here. And the cool thing with whatever your desire, let's say it's to have consistent energy, and the claim is, I have consistent energy throughout the day, and tack on a little gratitude, I'm grateful to have consistent energy throughout the day. Then we look at our value system, okay, this is important to me, and we know this is something worth working on or looking at. Then we look at the behaviors, and what are the things you already know of that if you were to do on a consistent basis would allow you to have a higher success rate in achieving that claim, being able to say that out loud and it being real. What are the things you already know will provide you more sustainable energy throughout the day? An example might be a consistent eating and sleeping schedule. And we're going to be talking about our next step in terms of schedules, some more specifics, but you already know the things that you could do today. And the magical thing about this, sometimes our mind likes to trick us and say, you don't know what to do, just quit, just don't worry about it, don't think about it, you don't know what to do. But it's oftentimes not true. You already have a bulk of knowledge and information that could move you in the right direction. You might not have all the knowledge, that's fine. Let's focus on the things that you already do know that will help. Let's say eating and sleeping at consistent times throughout the day. Let's say moderating caffeine intake or getting rid of it in total. Let's say instead of imposing a bunch of ideas, you know what those things are. You know enough things that are going to provide you progress. What are those behaviors? What are those habits? And I want you to write them down. Don't just let them sit up here. We always want to take it from subtle to gross. Take it out of our brain and put it onto a piece of paper, onto a document. Just get it out so that we actually can work with that information, work with that data. Once you have written down what are some of those behaviors that you know could provide you success, let's even just say could, even if they don't absolutely guarantee it, what are the things that could provide you success? From there, what I'd like you to do is qualify them verifiably. What that means is take each of them and put them into some verifiable metric that at the end of your day, week, month, whatever particular schedule that behavior would be on, you can either check off easily and certainly that it was done or leave it blank if it wasn't. Now, to be very clear, what I mean by verifiable is it's something that you at the end of your day can look at and say, I absolutely did do this or absolutely did not do this. We want to leave as little room for gray area as possible. We want it to be that, again, it's something that when you look back, it's an absolute yes or it's an absolute no. And once you look at the behaviors that you've already written down, I want you to make all of them verifiable. Put them either on a time frame or quantify them. So again, maybe it's 15 minutes of reading. Maybe it's a particular time that you are awake. Maybe it's a particular amount of macros that you're eating. Whatever the case might be, something verifiable, something that when you look at it, you know with certain it's either been done or has it been done. The reason we want to break these behaviors into, again, a verifiable method is that we have something that we can give the mind to make it easier to commit. The challenge with some of the habits that people try to consistently follow is they make it too general. I'm going to go to the gym this year. Everyone on January 1st, I'm going to go to the gym every day, or whatever it might be. And then it's not specific enough for them to actually achieve something. Whereas somebody who says something along the lines of, I am going to lift weights for more than 15 minutes three times a day. Or three times a week. I mean, three times a day, that's commitment right there. Whatever it might be. I lift 15 minutes a day, 3 days a week. Like, that's verifiable. That way you look back at your week and you say, you know, did I do a minimum of 15 minutes? It's either a yes or a no. And I mean, track it every day if you don't have a good memory. Do it after you do it. You check off the box. And if you did 14 minutes, can't check the box off. Maybe when you're lying in bed, just go knock out an extra 60 seconds so you can check that box. That's the quality of the behavior that we're looking for. And the reason being is you deserve to actually be successful in the things that you want. And you already know most of the behaviors that are going to get you there. You already know what to do. It's just a matter of taking it out of the brain, putting it on a piece of paper or on a document and making it verifiable, something that you could check off. And the next step that we're going to be getting much more into in the next episode around your ideal schedule and how do we then take these behaviors and fit them into a day. In the meantime, you can still look at what these are and look at each of these behaviors and say, what could I easily add to my life today? Like, which of these behaviors could I solidify, could I commit to? And the cool thing is, you're probably not going to have too long of a list of behaviors. Maybe it's 5, maybe it's 10. It's probably a max of 15. And when you look through those, pick some that you're like, I can immediately start to add some of these and start making some progress, because it's drops a day wear the stone away. Just a few drops of water on a stone over and over and over, it starts to actually wear that stone away. And in the same way, just finding something that you could commit to on a daily basis that's going to move you in the direction of your goals is the magic. It is what's sustainable about it. We want to pick something that's not necessarily easy. It should be enough of a challenge that you're saying, you're not doing it right now, and therefore it's enough of a challenge that you're adding onto it. But we want it easy in the way that it's something you know you could do. We want what's called a house on fire desire. That means you're going to do it even if the house burns down. Doesn't matter what happens in your life, you are going to complete that behavior, complete that habit before you go to bed. Again, make the list. You're not doing all of them today. that would be insane. That would be unsustainable. But start to pick the ones that you, again, based off your value system, the ones that you know will actually provide you a deeper sense of happiness in your life. And let's start to commit to those and pick something small, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's five times, whether it's whatever the way you might want to quantify it is. Pick something that you know you could do every single day, no matter what happens, consistently. Because it's far better to do something every day than a lot every so often, especially when it comes to adapting new behaviors. Some people say it takes 21 days to create a new behavior habit, but it doesn't matter because we're going to do stuff that we're going to commit to doing indefinitely. This is really where the magic starts to happen, because you can say all day, I want this, I want that, I'm going to get this. But really, the magic happens when you show up and do what it takes to achieve that particular goal, because now you're going to see the opportunities as they come up that can move you in that direction. And it's your job to take those opportunities, to actually commit yourself to doing what it's going to take to being where you want to be. So let's recap. Step number one from the last episode is claim what you desire. Figure out what you want, put it in the positive, make it very specific, and claim it. Make sure that we're aiming for the right target. Then step number two, as we explore today, is start to get in touch with your value system to prioritize those claims, those things that you're aiming for in life, those goals, those desires. Once you know what's more important than the others, then you can go to this third step, which is the behaviors. What are the things you could commit to doing every day or regularly that will provide you success in your life, specifically in achieving the goals that you have set out for yourself? There are, again, endless amounts of behaviors that you could follow, but the ones that we are identifying here are the ones that are actually going to mean something to you, because now we're connecting the thing that you want with the thing that's going to get you there. And in this way, you're going to find your mind fighting less and less with doing those tasks. An example, again, that I gave earlier was, instead of saying, I want to work out now, it's, I want to look strong, I want to feel strong, I want to look sexy, whatever you're desirous. Without any judgment, we look at what that is and we use our value system to see if it's actually important or worth keeping. And then we say, you know, what is it that I can do every day? And those types of behaviors, as you do them, as you connect, okay, working out is going to make me feel strong. Then every time you go to work out, you can remember that claim. Remember that, oh, if I keep doing this, like, I am going to feel strong. I'm going to look strong. I'm going to look cut up, whatever the case might be. This is how we can start to connect our real desires with the things that are going to achieve the life that we want, and again, live a conscious life, a consciously successful life. And from that place, start to actually be that person, have that character to do what you want in your life, to become the person that you want. And the next step that we're going to be exploring is, how do we put all this into a schedule that you can consistently follow to make sure that every day starts to look more and more like the ideal perfect day in your life? Because one of our definitions of success is when your ideal schedule looks like what you're doing today. That's one way to define success, and we're going to be exploring that more on our next episode. As always, if you enjoy these topics and you want the worksheet that goes along with it or different resources to help support around this, join our Conscious Success community at the link in the show notes, and we can't wait to see and serve you there. Keep it conscious.